When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today on the TMZ Podcast. Jason and Jamie here. Jamie, did you watch the Grammys last night?
Of course.
Of course you did. It's part of what we do here, so we watch Grammy Awards. So the big story coming out of the Grammy Awards, Harry Styles wins Album of the Year, the biggest award of the night. A big shocker. Nobody expected it. The front runner going in was Beyonce. Now, this is the, I believe, fourth time Beyonce has been the odds-on favorite to win the Grammy for Album of the Year. She has lost all four times. She's also been nominated, as she was last night, a number of times. I don't remember how many, five, six, for Record of the Year. And she's lost every time. She lost last night to Lizzo for Record of the Year. Yet, she's the biggest, she has the largest number of Grammys of any singer in history, any artist in history. So, how do you reconcile these things?
Oh, it's deliberate. Clearly, they love Beyonce, but they don't think she is the voice.
Right.
And there's no other way to say it. I'm a little shocked that Lizzo beat her, but I love Lizzo. I love her album, but it's a little shocking. I don't really know. She lost to another black woman, so you can't pull the woman card. You can't really pull a race card.
She's every time that Beyonce, so a lot's been made about the racial aspect of this, starting back, of course, when Beyonce lost to Taylor Swift, and then Kanye took the mic out of Taylor Swift's hand, that whole nonsense. Then you have her losing, Beyonce losing to Adele a few years ago for Adele's 25 album, so I guess it's been 5 years now. And Adele even took the mic and was sort of stunned and talked about the disrespect that the Grammy Academy has paid to Beyonce. Look, the Grammys have come under a lot of scrutiny. They have diversified greatly over the last few years. But ultimately, the people who vote on the Grammys just don't like Beyonce as much as the world likes Beyonce. And maybe that's okay. Maybe they don't have to.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I do feel a little bit for the winners that nobody wants to beat Beyonce. And you know that everybody is kind of like, has something on their mind when they announce their name instead of Beyonce. So it doesn't feel as sweet, I would imagine, to walk up there and feel all the hate from all the fans of Beyonce.
Especially when you're as big as Harry Styles is or Adele is, where you don't really need the award. It's nice to have it.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from them. Both, they're great artists as well as Beyonce. But they don't need it. And it's almost like, oh, shit, I hope I'm not the one who gets it. Because Harry Styles is getting criticized. Now, Harry Styles, his album, Harry's House, is incredible. It's an incredible album. He deserves all the accolades that he gets. But it's definitely right now he's the subject of ire from Beyonce fans, which I sort of get too. But
which, while he's making his speech, people are screaming Beyonce.
Yeah, so we actually have sound of this that I think we pulled up.
Man, I've been so inspired by every artist in this category with me at.
That is savage. I don't care who you are, Harry Styles. That hurts your feelings.
It hurts your feelings. And his speech was, as Adele's was 5 years ago, as Taylor Swift was once upon a time, they realize the situation they're put in, and they're sort of like, not quite apologizing for it, but also not
talking about it. It's not the moment of celebration that it should be for them. They deserve that, and it's just awkward. By the way, his outfit, which was awesome, all I could think about was he has to get completely naked to go pee in the urinal.
Is that all you thought about?
That's all I thought about.
Interesting.
That's all I thought about, that he has to take his full outfit off to go to the bathroom.
Just in the urinal. What if he sits?
I suppose. I guess you would have to probably have a private moment then. I don't know. That's all I could think about. I was like, how's he going to pee?
I guess so, Jamie.
Yes, see?
But, you know, we had this idea also. She won Grammys last night. She's the most awarded artist of all time. For Beyonce to win more Grammys than anybody else. They love her but they don't really love her, right?
The fans love her.
The fans love her, although they love Harry Styles. It's hard when you're going to say who's got the most fans. I think it's Adele, honestly, has like her albums seem to sell the most, go the highest, because she crosses generations more. You know, my mom loves Adele. She would never listen to Beyonce or Harry Styles, but she loves Adele. But Harry Styles, Adele, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, these are the people nominated the most. These are the most popular, Billie Eilish, the most popular recording artist in the world, and other than BTS, which never wins anything for some reason.
Yeah, I was actually kind of curious about
that. They were nominated. They get nominated for stuff. It's not music that's approachable for a lot of the Grammy voters. You know, I mean, the Grammy voters span a lot of age demographics and ages, and it's just, if you have you listened to a bunch of BTS, your kids into BTS yet? You haven't gotten there yet?
Well, they're 3 and 5 in 9 months. So
well,
no.
five could definitely
be. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
No.
Yeah, so BTS is the, I think, the most popular band by ticket sales in the world. But it's the music is not as it's so poppy. It is so unbelievably poppy that it just doesn't have a ton of musicality to it. And these folks like to hold themselves up as being a little bit more.
Well, it's just it's a machine. The whole K-pop is just a machine.
It's a machine. Yeah. Right, right, exactly. One other thing that came out of the Grammys last night. Oh, you liked the outfits. You were talking to me earlier, which is such a like stereotypical girl thing to want to like out of the Grammys. Yeah. Anybody strike you? I mean, you mentioned Harry couldn't pee.
Well, he could pee. He just had to be naked, and that needed to be addressed. Sorry. It had to be said. Everyone looked amazing. Taylor Swift looked amazing. Beyonce looked amazing. It was a win for... Oh, and Lizzo looked so good for her moment. I was like, so happy for her.
Yes, everybody loves Lizzo. I think the most popular recording artist out there.
Because she's nice, and people like nice
people. She's really, really
nice. And that is like the one thing that if people in Hollywood could just understand, that is the recipe. Be nice to people.
Well, people try to be nice. Like Taylor Swift tries to be nice, but she comes off as totally inauthentic.
See, but I think she's earned it back over the years.
Really?
It was the too much that she would like grasp her pearls every time she won. And the fake, you know. But I think she's back.
All right. And then Beyonce, I think she's nice. I mean, she's been the queen for so long. How nice can you
I be? She's not even a human. She's just an ethereal being.
Just an ethereal being.
Yes.
And then, just speaking of not nice, Chris Brown, not to be outdone by anybody. Chris Brown comes out. He was nominated for Best R&B Album for his album Black Radio 3. He lost as well to somebody that nobody outside of like hardcore
music fans. Oh, his wasn't Black Radio 3. Black Radio 3 is what beat him.
Oh, I'm sorry. So a guy by the name Robert Glasper won the award for Best R&B Album for Black Radio 3. Thank you for correcting me. He defeated Chris Brown. Chris Brown then goes on Instagram and says, "Bro, who the fuck is this?" with a picture of Robert Glasper. You find it funny. I find it abhorrent. First of all, you could ask the question, who the fuck is Robert
Glasper?
He
asks it twice, too.
He
then does another photo and doubles down.
I didn't know who Robert Glasper is. I still barely know
producer,
who Robert Glasper is. All I know is that based on the photo, Robert Glasper is a man of a certain age, probably in his 40s, maybe even in his 50s. I didn't look him up. I should have. He has probably worked his entire life.
He's an incredible piano player.
He's an incredible piano player. And the Grammys last night, I should have written this down. The woman who won for Best New Artist is a old classical jazz singer.
She's a sweet
young unbelievable.
Girl. Yes.
But the Grammy awarding these folks who are sort of older soul people and not going for newer artists or artists who are producing music that is new and more modern is, to me, it's fantastic.
But that's kind of the Norah Jones curse.
That is Norah Jones, right? Exactly.
So
Robert Glasper comes in, he wins. I'm sure it is the greatest moment of his entire life, or one of them. And Chris Brown can't give him that moment, has to slam him, not because his music isn't good, because I'm guessing Chris Brown has never heard it, not because he didn't earn it or doesn't deserve it or his album isn't better than Chris Brown's, any of that. Just Chris Brown hasn't heard of him, so he's going to tear him down. What a freaking child.
So certainly not a Chris Brown apologist.
Oh, but you're about to apologize for him.
But here comes the but. I do think he was probably trying to make a joke and he's just not funny.
Yeah.
And it was yucky. Like, he even said at one point, like, oh, I guess I need to up my game and learn the harmonica. making fun of that this guy plays an instrument.
He's slamming it.
He's the worst. Whatever. He's a loser.
Producer Wild actually put the notes for me. I didn't read them. His Google search, here's Glasper, describes Glasper as a 44-year-old Houston native as, quote, an American pianist, record producer, songwriter, and musical arranger with a career that bridges several different musical and artistic genres. So he's 44, so I wasn't far off with how old.
Still a man of a certain age.
He's a man of a certain age. I'm a man of a slightly older age, so it's okay for me to call him that. But I just think that in a moment like that, look, I get Chris Brown is disappointed by not winning the Grammy. I also get that instead of saying something like that about somebody, look, if he's beaten by a bigger artist who he disagrees with, or even a well-known artist who he disagrees with, do what you're going to do, because that person can take it. That person has won multiple Grammys, whatever. But to be defeated by a guy who the world doesn't know, who's being introduced to the world for the first time, let the man have his moment,
for God's
sakes.
I know, but it has to hurt that much more. He didn't.
Yeah, I don't doubt it
Jay-Z.
Hurts.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it hurts, but deal with it, you big baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's the Grammy roundup. I thought it was I watched most of it, watched the highlights this morning, thought it was a pretty good show. The Grammys are not nearly as influential as they used to be. People are upset about losing. I get it. Beyonce, I'm pretty sure, will be okay.
Oh, Beyonce won 2 awards before she showed up.
Yeah.
She's going to be fine.
She's going to be fine. Yep. Most Grammys of all time. Maybe arguably the biggest recording artist
ever.
Of all time.
Yeah.
She'll be fine. I'm pretty sure Chris Brown will be okay too.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Ray-Ban, Good American, and Ulta. Rakuten is how in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals. During Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th, the cash back rates are even bigger. I'll be shopping for apparel and electronics, and you can save on everything you need for the summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of Big Give Week's 15% cashback. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. Just go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. Rakuten, RAKUTEN. Shoppers get it.
But speaking of people who are not taking their advancing age well, Tom Brady. I don't know. Maybe you think he's showing his advancing age really well. He posted an underwear selfie. He looks pretty good.
His body looks great. There's no doubt about that. Let's also keep in mind this was done as not a bet, but I guess it was. Yeah, I guess it was a bet. Sure. Yeah. That he was going to recreate models wearing his Brady brand of underwear if a tweet got 40,000 likes, and it did, and he followed through, kept true to his word. Oy, this photo. Have you ever had something and you have all the right materials and all the right things, but you lost like the directions, the manual?
Sure.
Okay, that's what this is, because he has all the right equipment. He just doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Yes.
This is the most unsexy,
yes,
awkward photo I've ever seen in my life. And he is a beautiful man. It is hard to mess that up.
He's a beautiful man, but he doesn't ooze sex appeal.
He doesn't, but you could, there's certain, you don't sit on the couch. You don't even see his belly button because he's like hunched over and then his hand is awkwardly in front of his crotch. I understand if you don't want your ween to be on full display, but you could do a little.
I don't, but okay.
You could do it. He even made a joke, though, saying to the underwear brand, hey, send me some extra socks. You should have then leaned in and made it funny and had like a huge, like,
He did actually had this comment like a few months ago about his underwear brand that you got to stuff your
well, that's not a great
better
ad for your underwear.
Yeah, whatever. I don't think it was about his underwear necessarily.
Okay.
I just think he was like, men should stuff. It was trying to make a joke because Tom Brady's awkward and
he
he's
is
not
awkward.
Funny.
He's not funny, but like that's when you need a good friend to just sit there and pose you.
Tom Brady's known one thing his entire life, and that's how to play football. And when he tries to branch out in other things, he gets awkward. That's why he's never been really loved by fellow teammates and things like that, because he's an awkward dude. He's not disliked. Everybody thinks he's a perfectly nice guy.
I understand.
But he's weird.
But if your supermodel, if your best friend like breaks up with his supermodel wife, you need to be there and you need to be posing every toe, every hair. You need to have like a fan behind the camera.
Yeah.
You need to, I don't know if he needs a rubber chicken to make him smile, but like something needed to be done.
Something, yeah.
And so shame on his friends.
You would assume that he took 5,000, during the photo shoot, there were 5,000 pictures
taken.
And that
was the best.
And that was the best. He does have, he may not, he may be awkward and weird, but he certainly around, I assume, surrounds himself with great artists who know how to take good underwear shots. And it's weird. And he's weird. And he looks like a Ken doll. And good for him. He's in unbelievable shape. And his body probably looks better than ever. But it's still weird.
Yeah.
It's weird and awkward, and I'm not exactly sure what to make of Tom Brady. So he's got famous friends you talk about who have posed, Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski, both of whom have bodies that are unreal.
Yeah.
And they were able to pull off sort of sexy pictures. But I really think it comes down to the general lack of sex appeal of Tom Brady. There are really good looking people out there who lack sex appeal.
Yeah,
aren't there?
He's got to get his groove back though. He's a single man. He's got to go on a vacation and find his, I don't know, sexiness. Bring it back because he's a beautiful man and what a waste.
Who did you lose your shit over last week?
Oh, Liam Hemsworth.
Liam Hemsworth, yeah.
Yes. I really didn't know what the end of that sentence was going to be.
Well, I said on the show what you lost for Liam Hemsworth. And actually, that was awkward for both of us last week when that made the show. That was just my offhanded comment about things that happened to Jamie when she sees Liam Hemsworth.
He's a beautiful man.
He's a beautiful man. And all right, so roundup of beautiful people not winning this week, Beyonce and Tom Brady.
I would say let's get together, but I forgot she's a very happily married woman.
Does that matter?
No.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay. All right, everybody, we're out of here. See you tomorrow. Bye.